This week in Michigan football history, here's MVectors.com's Greg Dooley.
This week we head way back to October 27th, 1917, as Fielding H. Yost and his undefeated Wolverines prepared for their third ever meeting against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. The first meeting between the schools was a 31-0 beating held in Ann Arbor in 1905 by Yost's point-a-minute wrecking crew. The next time the Wolverines faced the Huskers was in 1911, which happens to be the last time, before tonight's game of course, that a Michigan team traveled to Lincoln. That 1911 trip certainly had special significance for Yost, as he was the head coach of the Huskers for one season in 1898 before moving on to Kansas, then out west to Stanford, before settling in Ann Arbor in 1901. The trip 101 years ago took 2 days as the team hopped a train from Ann Arbor, bound for Chicago on Thursday, and arrived in Lincoln on Friday. The Nebraska officials made sure they rolled out the Cornhusker hospitality for their visitors from Michigan with a few special touches. First, ahead of the game, they requested copies of music of Michigan's favorite songs so they could be played by the Nebraska band. Next, the governor of the state of Nebraska not only attended the game, but he even performed a ceremonial opening kickoff, presumably the equivalent of an honorary first pitch in baseball, to start the game. Finally, after the game, which ended in a 6-6 tie, the folks from Nebraska invited the entire Michigan contingent, I mean everyone, players, fans, and alumni, to a celebration and a banquet following the game. By all accounts, the Wolverine fans who made the long trek to Lincoln were treated like royalty. On this day in Michigan football history 95 years ago, Michigan faced Nebraska for the third time, this time back in Ann Arbor. The result was a 20-0 beatdown in one of the final games Michigan would play as an independent. Just a few weeks later, Michigan announced it ended its decade-long hiatus and rejoined the Big Ten Conference. So how long did it take for Michigan to set the conference back on its proper axis? No time at all. The following season, Yost would finish undefeated and claim Michigan's fifth national title. For more, check out mvictors.com and wtka.com. For the KeyBank Countdown to kickoff, this is Greg Dooley.